On today's show, we are talking about the dude's favorite Christmas things at Disney World. This is episode 136 of the Diz Dudes podcast. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my trusty co-host, Mr. Jeremy, I'll just say St. Nicholas Stein. So, Jeremy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Ho, ho, ho.
In the correct context here, that phrase could get you in trouble different places.
Okay, but yes, a reference to Christmas and Santa Claus. No other name calling or anything.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I would say this episode probably even 1 to 2 years ago, I'd have been like, is way too soon. But I've kind of given up the, just out of simplicity, like the fight of waiting till after Thanksgiving for Christmas. Like, I see other people keeping up that fight, and I was like, you know, I just don't fight anymore.
It has greatly shifted this year compared to like the amount of people I would see on Facebook last year who have already started putting up stuff to the amount this year. If it used to be 30% were doing it last year and 70 weren't at this time, I swear it is completely flopped, and now it's like 70-30 in favor of putting up Christmas. We've always done it early, but yeah, everybody else is starting to. They're like, "Just I want the stuff up, please."
I think it's just 2020's been just such a it's just been a crap year. Yeah. It's just been a dumb, weird year, and yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, especially this year, because Jamie is like, "I want to start putting it up like right after Halloween." I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Which we still haven't found our tree. I thought I knew where it was, and apparently it's not. I swear it was on the moving truck. Like, I visually can remember seeing it, but I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
Like, I looked all through the house. So my only point, I think I have just come to the conclusion that somebody has stole it. They broke in, and they took the Christmas tree, and that's all they took.
Just that. I can see that.
Yep. I can't admit that I did not bring it, because I don't know why I wouldn't bring it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I know, like, you knew I would have been like,
be
oh,
Christmas
yeah, well,
this year.
Right.
Like, it's not a surprise. Like, oh, no, yeah, I didn't like, know we were doing that this year.
Yeah. I mean, everything else, like all the Christmas decorations and everything are, we found those, but we just can't find the tree. So I was just like, I feel like it's got to be in a spot, but it's not like it's small. Like, it's a fairly big box.
Right.
So I'm going to go with the kids probably did it too. Somebody else. It's got to be somebody else's fault. Oh, not mine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I just wish that, like, I remember when you had pre-lit trees, artificial trees came out. It was the greatest thing ever, and now I hate them so much. All I want to do is be able to find an artificial tree that looks real and is not pre-lit. Let me light the thing myself, because we spend so much time every year. We're as careful as we can when we pack them up. We even keep them in the garage. We stopped putting them up in the attic because it was just hard to get them in and out, and things were banging around. And every year, half the lights are out, and you got to fool with them. Whereas if I had an artificial tree that we got to light ourselves, just take that strand out and put a new one in, and you're done. But like a tree in our bedroom is completely out. So, but we don't want to buy a new one there yet. We might next year. So we're putting up our own lights around it. So half of it has lights that don't work, and then the other half are lights that we've strung on it that work. I'm like, just give me an artificial tree.
Yeah, I would recommend never getting. Yeah, the pre-lit lights, they usually last about it, which I think is on purpose. They last about one year, and then they don't work. Because half the time when we have, you know, you're putting up the lights for the tree, you know, you got to think, you put those things up, nothing's happening to them, but there's inevitably like two or three strands that don't work.
Oh, yeah. And this whole, and you know, one light goes out, the rest stay lit. That's absolute BS. That's not really
and we might this year put lights up on the house, which you normally haven't in the past, but those are even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Just because once they're up and then one of them goes out, you're like, oh my gosh, they gotta like get on a ladder, like it's a whole thing. Like Jamie did go get some of those inflatable like Mickey and Minnie like things, and I think I'll go get like a projector thing, but I don't know if I'll do lights. Like, lights are just such a hassle.
They are. We do. And
our house here is
hassle.
Yeah, and our house here is very tall, and I don't like heights.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of thinking I'm not going to get up on a ladder to do that.
See, that's where I just buy the projection ones. I mean, honestly, they work great. They look good. I mean, we see tons of people using those. So, yeah, I would just go with that. And then I miss artificial trees, but you can only do them in Florida if you potentially buy them like a week before Christmas. And even then, you're going to be hard pressed to find one because those things dry up and die so quick. Like I think it was December 23rd. We were in the condo. So this would have been probably a good 12 years ago. Like at the end, I walked past the tree and I bumped into it and like half the pine needles fell on the floor. We were like, we can't keep this in the house. Like this is a fire hazard. Mm-hmm. So we had to drag it out and we went to Target when they still had their outdoor section. And we found like one artificial tree that I think, you know, had been a display and bought that. And we've just had artificial trees ever since. But growing up, we got a live tree every single year for the first, 25 years of my life. Even when I was single, living on my own, I would go get a live tree for Christmas and just decorate it myself. But can't do that here.
I've never done a real tree. I never.
Cool.
It's
just
something
about it. They're just cool. Like going and picking it out and then the smell and everything, but they're a hassle.
I wouldn't be against it. Yeah, I wouldn't be against it in theory, but like you said, it's the hassle of doing it. It would be cool to do, but like you said, down here, like in Missouri, people do it more. I know people do it more there just because they just stay, you know, whatever good or they don't dry out as quick there. But, Allie brings up a good point. She said her parents have a service that puts lights up. I knew they had this. But
we've got friends down the street that do it. And I don't know what the costs and stuff look at it because then they also, as far as that company goes, they store the lights and all as well. So,
see, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so I don't know if you pay once per year and that covers everything for the year or if you're paying a monthly storage fee and then that basically covers everything. I'm not sure how it works. I mean, it's one of those things, like I love to hate putting up lights. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, again, it's one of those things, in theory, I love it. And while I'm doing it, I enjoy it. But about halfway through is when you start to just be like, oh, this sucks. But then it's over and you're satisfied that you did it all. Like, it's one of those things I'm just not ready to give up. Like, I gave up doing the lawn. We have somebody come do our yard now. You know, and that was one of the things that I used to kind of enjoy doing. But I got to a point, it was like, I'm not going out there for an hour and a half every week, especially in the summer, almost killing myself just to be satisfied with my yard work. We can pay somebody to do it.
I still haven't given up on mowing. The yard is not very big, and I'm like, I can just get it done in like 20 minutes. Like,
I'd go back to it when it got cooler, but news alert, it hasn't gotten cooler. So.
It has not. Like, today is humid. It's very humid.
It's so sticky.
No, we talk about lights. I'm the same way. I love Christmas lights. Putting them up, I can put up the lights. Not that big a deal. The thing that gets me about the lights, it was always, you get them up, they look great. And then I remember I would just come home and I'd pull in the driveway and then I would just spot lights out or they're not working. And then you're just like, ugh. And then you got to figure it out. Like, cause again, especially now, it wouldn't be as big of a deal if you got 2 months before Christmas. But like normally you've got a month.
Right.
So you don't want to just leave it. Like, you put all that effort, so you don't want to leave the lights just not working. So then you've got to take the time, like, that night to really figure out, like, okay. And then it's, in Missouri, it would be freezing. It'd be, like, degrees up on a ladder.
Yeah.
Not a good time.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we were in the rental house is when I started doing a bunch of the lights, but it was the roof and I guess the trim and all was wood, so you could very easily staple the lights to the wood.
Oh,
just go around.
Yeah.
It was a rental house. I didn't really care what it looked like or if there were staples stuck in it. It wasn't my problem. But when we got here, everything is the aluminum. And so I ended up buying the clips, you know, that will go up and they actually go up under the aluminum and then the lights clip to them and they look great. And I mean, they can look really uniform. Well, the first year I wasn't thinking. And so I got the entire front line of the house up. I got to the end and, I forget what happened. One of the end of the lights just started to drop. Well, the weight then pulled the entire string of lights from the whole house.
Oh.
And they're all just laying on the ground if I had spent like 3 hours putting them up. So I learned my lesson. Wherever you connect two lights now, I can take that little strand and put it up on the roof and staple it to the roof. So if one strand does fall off, it's just that one. It won't take the rest of them with it. But
those clips too, like when it gets cold, they snap. That was
Well, here in the heat it is. I have to replace them about every 2 years because they'll get so brittle, actually probably from being stored up in the attic. They get so brittle that, yeah, you can just almost look at them and they'll just crumble.
Yeah.
So, like, this year I'll probably have to buy a whole bunch of new ones.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe saying in the chat asked, did I check the lights before you hang them? We would. A lot of times they were new. It just every so often, one would go out due to, like, if there was a storm that would come through and, like, hit one, I don't know what it would be, but one would go out and then... got to go look. And that was what you were saying. It's not like supposedly one goes out and the whole strand's not supposed to go out, but I don't know if I've ever actually witnessed that being true. Because it seems like when one goes out, they all go out. But anyways, we'll see what happens. But well, we're not going to talk about our personal decorating horror stories. I guess we could go on about that. We're going to talk about our favorite things to do at Disney, or not Disney, excuse me, favorite Christmas things at Disney. But before we do that, we just want to check out or let you know about some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have the Capture Magic podcast, myself and my lovely wife, Jamie, every Thursday. Jeremy and Rhonda have Main Street Magic every Tuesday. Then Jamie's got Trip Tales once a month, which was just released this week, and I believe that was with Amanda, so you can check that one out. And, of course, we have Club 32. So, if you, of course, we just had the Club 32 meetup, and, you know, we're in the Club 32 chat right now with Diz Dudes live stream. So, if you're a part of that, and much more apparel discounts and in-park live streams and extra content like that, you can go to ctmvip.com to check that out. And there's even a free trial. So, if you're unsure, you can do, I think you get a week free or 2 weeks free to try it out. So, if you just want to tap your foot in the water and see if you like it or not, you can do that. And Jeremy, you want to let the good people know about our great travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel?
Yeah, of course. As you're getting ready to plan your next Disney vacation or Universal vacation, you know, maybe a cruise here in the future or really any destination that's open back up, go over to travelwithzip.com. There's a quick form you can fill out there. Let them know what you're looking to do, where you're looking to go. They'll give you several quotes, and they'll help you get your vacation booked. And then they're going to answer questions. They help with planning. They can snag ADRs, everything for you. So much easier letting them just plan everything than doing it yourself. So, again, head to travelzip.com, and that service is completely free to you.
Yes, and they make your life easier because we still have not been able to snag an Oga's since we've been down here. Jamie still hasn't gone to it. And our Zip agent, Lauren, texted Jamie this morning and said she was able to get an Oga's for January. So, so they can do stuff like that, make your life much easier because we tried. Because Jamie thought she had it when they did a big ADR, like, dump. Yeah. She's like, oh, and then it got taken away. So,
of course.
But, so they definitely can help with that. So, all right. Well, what we're going to do here is each of us just have five things. And these are just things at Disney that we enjoy about Christmas. So it could be areas of the parks. I suppose it could be treats. It could be rides, resorts. It could be whatever. So we're just going to have an open discussion about things that we like when it comes to Christmas at Disney. At least this year, because obviously we normally probably would both put the Christmas parties. But that's not available this year. Or the candlelight processional. So this year is actually a little bit harder because those two would have taken up some of the top. I mean, I was
number one and number two.
I know. And I was really looking forward to this year of like, because we didn't get to do Disney last year, doing the candlelight processional. And potentially, I was really excited because I was like, I'm going to get to see Kurt Russell. And then it just didn't.
I know. No. So many traditions have been broken, so we won't get our Neil Patrick Harris this year.
I know. I feel like maybe they should bring in, like, the next time they do them, Kenny G, but he doesn't talk. He just plays the saxophone. Like, he tells stories with his saxophone only.
It'd be so hard to keep the hordes of women.
It would. Business. You'd have to have extra security. Really, I mean, it would. Yeah, I mean, and probably myself just, you know, running to the stage. Like, I meant, like, if you had a tune, like, you just sit there and, like, no words are spoken. It's just Kenny playing the saxophone.
I'd watch
it. It could be the most moving moment of anyone's life, potentially.
Probably.
People walking by, like, I don't know why I'm so emotional, but I'm weeping now. all right. Well, let's start. You want to go number five to number one? You got yours in order?
Sure.
Okay. So what is your number five thing at Disney? Favorite Christmas thing at Disney?
I love the cavalcades. I mean, that they've been doing, you know, not since the park reopening, but just now with the holidays. Like, we haven't gotten over to Magic Kingdom yet. We're going to be doing that here in a few weeks. But, you know, to see Santa coming through Hollywood Studios sitting on the back of a red convertible sleigh, you know, and I know that they've got some of the similar things going on there over at Magic Kingdom, and then Santa's going to be riding one of the pontoon boats at Animal Kingdom. I really like these. Like, I like the idea of almost seeing a parade spread out through the day instead of, like, there's some things that I hope they kind of continue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you were going to save, if you, you know, if Christmas party's back next year, plenty of people are still going to pay for the Christmas party and go. They're not going to lose out. But it'd be neat if you could still take elements of that Christmas party, like several of the floats, and do these cavalcades throughout the day. So I like them. It's just a cool breakup. It's different, really, than anything we've ever seen at Disney. You know, you're used to lining up at 2:30, sitting in the sun for half an hour just to catch a parade, or, again, during the Christmas party, kind of waiting all night, getting the perfect spot. And now you don't really need it. So I really enjoy them, and I hope it's something that'll kind of stick around in some form once things start to get a little bit more back to normal, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's actually, I guess you could say, a positive out of all this is you kind of got nighttime parades back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they do the cavalcade. Well, I guess a little bit nighttime. But yeah, the cavalcades are a nice little thing there. So for people that like parades, it's kind of like, you know, because, again, they keep people at a distance, so they're kind of going all in on these things. But I might have that one a little bit higher, but I agree with anything you said, you know, especially with not having the parties. It will be interesting once everything's back, like the Christmas party, the Halloween parties, if they do keep it. I kind of feel like they won't, because I feel like that's just something they can just yank back really quickly. But, again, I hope they – I would like for them to keep something, even if it's just like a, you know – whatever you would say, like a Christmas, you've got the Christmas party parade, and then you've got the cavalcade that's just like a very slight teaser of that, like one element from it or something like that. But
yeah,
I have the feeling Disney, I don't know. I get the feeling they wouldn't, but again, who knows? Like,
I know. I'm not going to make any guesses or assumptions.
I'm out of the prediction business when it comes to this, especially 2020. It's just like, I don't know. Like, if you were to tell me next week, like, aliens are here, I'd be like, okay, it's about time. They're a little late. I figured they were coming in October. So, my number five, I'll put Sunset Boulevard. I like the retro, and I guess you could say all of Hollywood Studios, but I love the retro look and feel of the holiday or the Christmas stuff. And it's, I would say at night, because when you've got the overlay on the Tower of Terror. I didn't get checking out at night this week. I'm pretty sure they probably still do the Snope, I would assume.
Yeah,
that they did the last 2 or 3 years. I don't know. It's really cool. Now, granted, it's really cool for 15, 20 minutes. I mean, it's not something you really, at least to me, you've got the projections that change. To me, it's not something you would just hang out there for hours to be around. Yeah. But it is kind of a cool thing of like going in there, seeing that. I still want to see Toy Story Land at night with the Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
I still haven't got to see that, because I think that in like, even the way that those Christmas lights are always there anyways kind of sets itself up for Christmas. But yeah, especially Sunset Boulevard. I just like the retro, you know, Christmas stuff, and Sunset Boulevard itself is just pretty cool too. So,
yeah. Well, that actually kind of bleeds into my number four, which is, I guess I'll call them projections. You know, not only the ones that they're doing on the castle in place of what they used to do, but also the Sunset Boulevard Tower of Terror projection. Again, I mean, just something about, you know, nighttime, and that's the only good thing about daylight saving time and it getting darker earlier, is getting to enjoy the parks at night again.
Yeah,
you know, and with extended hours you can actually be there during the nighttime. So I love the, I mean, there's nothing like grabbing a you know, a coffee or hot chocolate from the Starbucks and standing on Sunset Boulevard, and even though it's only about 15-20 minutes long, watching that and then going on to do something else. And I'm excited to see the castle with the projections and all here in a few weeks. I think it's, yeah, I guess it's the second best thing they could have done, because, you know, they can't do the whole stage shows and the lighting and all that stuff. So at least we're getting something. But I still think the technology, it just blows my mind. Like, every time I see it, I'm just as impressed as the first time that I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we saw the one at Magic Kingdom. Actually, it goes into my number four, which I had cavalcade / projections as like the new thing that's kind of been added in, especially like Magic Kingdom. But no, the projections are cool. Like, it does, you know, it's they do theirs every, I think it changes every 15 minutes, and they have four of them. So you kind of have to hang around for about an hour to really check out all of them. But It is really cool. Like, it, you know, and especially I hope one thing I'm really missing is the fireworks. Like, it would be nice. Mm-hmm. And I know there's been talk about him coming back. So, like, you know, they bring the fireworks back and I know they can do the overlays, but it is a cool thing. I don't know where, I didn't see any Snope at Magic Kingdom. When, at least when we were there. So I don't know if they are doing that this year or not, but normally I would say that kind of adds a little extra. Like, if you're watching the castle from Main Street, that could kind of be a cool effect at night. But no, the cavalcades and the projections, especially at Magic Kingdom, are really, really cool. Like, they add a cool element. Yeah. Like, seeing Santa ride in front of Magic Kingdom or in front of Cinderella's castle is kind of cool. I was able to get a decent shot of it.
That's cool.
So it's kind of a neat element. And I guess kids, like our kids, normally meet Santa. So since we can't do it this year, it's kind of fun to at least they can see Santa, I suppose. But
I mean, and that goes back to the cavalcade with the Santa at Hollywood Studios. I mean, it's actually a really cool new addition and way of doing it. You know, that's one I could see Magic Kingdom, stripping all of that out of the day and saying, well, the Christmas party's back. If you want to see that float, you got to come to the Christmas party. But that's where I think they could keep the one just say at Hollywood Studios or the pontoon boat at Animal Kingdom and make it a new addition for the holidays as opposed to, you know, just saying, well, we only did it because of the way things were. Now we're not doing it anymore.
Right.
Like, keep those ones around for sure. Even if you strip it from Magic Kingdom, that'd be cool.
I feel like the pontoon boats in Animal Kingdom are a super easy one to do because you just stick them on a boat and like, I do feel like that would be like one of the sweetest jobs are the ones like the guys playing the drums on a boat. It's like, what do you do? It's like, oh, I have I ride around on a boat all day and I just play the drums. It's like, that's pretty sweet. Like, that's not a bad gig. But yeah, like those. And the only thing I will say about those, they could go a little slower. They kind of go by kind of quick. So if you're not there ready for it, you can get over there. But a lot of times they might already kind of be gone. But
I wonder if that is on purpose.
It probably is.
From gathering.
Yeah. It probably is on some level for sure, but
ski boat and have Santa on ski, like Santa just skiing around Animal Kingdom. That would be cool.
That would be pretty cool. Like, he throws gifts out from his. Man. Hopefully Santa doesn't bail. The only thing is, if Santa wipes out, that could be a little rough for the kids.
Yeah, but it would be enjoyable for me.
Yeah, I would laugh, I would laugh. All right, is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's
your turn.
My turn. So we should be at number three.
Number three. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with, all the holiday treats. I was saying that, I think I was saying this, on the yesterday's Main Street Magic episode with Kaylin, is that, Disney, a lot of these special treats that I feel like they've come out the last couple of years, they've been solely based for social media. And a lot of times, they don't taste that great. Some of the Halloween stuff to me was so overly sugary and rich. Yeah. They do a really great job at Christmas making them not only pretty for social media, but actually tasting really good. There's a lot of things I still want to try, but we did the whoopie pie, the red velvet cake whoopie pie.
That
is
good.
Caramel, frozen chocolate. That whoopie pie was amazing.
Yeah.
We didn't eat it till 8 hours later. We packed it to go and brought it home. We cut it like a cake that night because the thing is giant.
It is huge.
And it was so good. So I think they do a good job, and I guess you could wrap in a little bit of whatever, you know, the food that they're going to have at International Festival of the Holidays. Like, it'll be cool to eat some, you know, like turkey and stuffing and stuff in America again and try. I want to try a lot of the Magic Kingdom snacks, and I will probably do a lot more snacking here this next trip. But I love the holiday treats they come up with. They do a really good job with them.
Yeah, I didn't put that on mine, but yeah, I mean, I definitely have the Christmas treats better than the Halloween, because I would agree that and I know 2 years ago when we were all there for Galaxy's Edge, we tried a bunch of the Halloween stuff, and they're so sweet. There's no way you could eat the whole thing.
It's just way too much.
Yeah, I'm the type of person like the red velvet whoopie pie it's good, but it's not overly what I would call sweet. Like, it's it's just got a lot of flavor, and obviously it's got sugar and stuff in it. But yeah, the Halloween stuff just seems to be too much on that end, but the Christmas stuff's good. Like, we tried there was the Let It Snow chocolate taco thing at Pecos Bill's. It was okay. I mean, it didn't have a ton of flavor. That one's definitely more for Instagram. It was basically like a mousse type thing with whipped cream in the middle of it. Not bad, but was a little sweeter than most of the other Christmas treats.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. The frozen hot chocolate was good. The red velvet whoopie pie, which I would get that. I love red velvet cake. Like red velvet cake with the cream cheese frosting.
It's my favorite.
Oh my gosh. I could eat that.
Easily my
time.
Favorite. Yep.
So yeah, that I agree. I think the treats there, and I might have it on my list of festival holidays, but I'm excited about some of the stuff they have there too as well. But my number three, this may be, it's probably on yours, but I've just put it on here. Normally I would say all of the resorts, but I know some of them have limited offerings this year about what they're doing, like Grand Floridian and stuff like that. But I will say Wilderness Lodge is at Christmas. And I know I put up a fight about this like a couple years back, and I conceive I conceive many times when I'm wrong. I don't care to be wrong. I just love it at Christmas. Like that giant tree in the middle there and that whole thing, like being like, especially after staying there a couple weeks back, there's so many, I didn't realize how many little hidden, like in the lobby, once you go upstairs, so many hidden little seating areas and fireplaces and just stuff like that. That whole lobby at Christmas, like I know we talked about last year, like I don't know what it would cost, but just to rent that lobby out to have open your Christmas presents underneath that tree, like that would be awesome.
Like, be amazing.
Oh yeah, and they got that big fireplace there. It just, it, I feel like it was made for Christmas. Like it works at any time, but it just shines at Christmas.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, my going into my number two is resort decor in general, but I don't think the monorail loop is going to go as high anymore. I mean, right. Poly's under major construction.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, Grand Flow without the gingerbread house, Contemporary, you know, take it or leave it. But I think the combination of Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness is a must do. And I still think Coronado Springs, their tree went up overnight last night, is a must do. And Coronado just sets it off so well because, you know, they got this big grand two-story lobby and a big beautiful tree that goes two stories. But the LED panels that they have throughout that lobby and that they light them up in green and red and they switch throughout the day just makes it so cool. And it's like if you want the most comfortable kind of like, yeah, I guess – whatever, you know, Northwest Christmas, you go over to Wilderness Lodge. If you want kind of like an elegant, I don't even know what you would call it, type of Christmas, you go over to Coronado Springs and hang out in Grandestino. But I think you can't go wrong with those three spots this year since the monorail loop just isn't doing
you know,
as much as they used to.
Yeah, there's definitely not as, I mean, normally the gingerbread house stuff, like we went there last year, Grand Floridian, is really cool. I mean, it's a very unique thing. I don't know if they're doing the gingerbread house at Wilderness Lodge this year. Probably not.
I would guess not. I mean, I could see them doing that one because that one's very a walk-by.
You know what I mean? You just stand there. Yeah, because the one in Grand Floridian, they're lines. Like people working it and selling, which I don't. I mean, they could. The thing is about that one, though, is so weird. I mean, they could still do it. I mean, they're selling stuff at other places.
Right.
You know, but whatever. It's a cool thing there. And, you know, Grand Floridian Christmas decorations are, and that's the cool thing about Disney, they're just different at different resorts. Like, the decorations there are different than, say, obviously at Wilderness Lodge. I'm very curious as to what the decorations will look like. And I don't remember seeing any over the weekend, but at, like, Riviera. Like, if they're going to do something big up for Christmas. Like, I feel like that could be a really cool spot. Like, if they've... do it there, but yeah, Wilderness Lodge. I mean, I feel like it would just the ideal thing when that was built was it reminds me of like, you know, your favorite, like your Hallmark movies where it's like it would take place in a Wilderness Lodge, like except you put that lodge in, say, like, you know, somewhere way up north and you get stranded in the lodge and then the lodge becomes Christmas Love or something like that. Would be, that's kind of where I imagine that. But let's see. You did number. Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah,
so you did your number two.
Yes.
Okay. My number two, Festival of the Holidays. You know, it's very much food and wine like, but I love the vibe of World Showcase. Has a certain energy to it, and when you have a festival going on, especially with Christmas, like I don't know, just got a cool energy to it. The food obviously is an aspect to it. But I really enjoy it. And granted, without the candlelight processional this year. A little bit different. That adds a lot to it, but I still enjoy it. I still like the treats and, you know, the things Epcot. I still like Epcot with its Christmas decor, not as much as, you know, Magic Kingdom, but it's probably, it's number two, number three, somewhere in there. Like, I don't know. It depends on the night, like whether I like it more than Hollywood Studios, but I definitely, it's up there. Like, I really enjoy what they do at Christmas over there.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how it is this year, because I would assume they're not going to have a couple of the little things going on in each of the countries when they, you know, they bring out like Pierre Noel and things like that.
Right, right.
But there, yeah, there is still just something. I want cold. Whatever day we get to go there, I just want cool weather.
I know.
Like I want to eat my like turkey and cranberry, whatever, and have it be cold out, and I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. It's all I ask for.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to get that or not this year, but it's looking less and less with the way the weather's been going, and it's supposed to go for the next several weeks, it appears. So we'll see.
Yeah, we got teased there for a bit. It was like super nice for like a week, and you're like, oh, yeah, little autumn weather, and then it just, yeah, it's
all
went
away.
I would still rather be warm than 20 degrees.
Oh, totally.
But yeah, I would much rather be like 50 and just be in the middle there. But
yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll get in.
Yeah, what's your
my number? I'll be in my number.
Oh, sorry,
one
your number
now.
One. Sorry, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the park decor in general, but I absolutely love Hollywood Studios at Christmas. Okay. I love it. Like you were saying earlier, just that look down Sunset Boulevard, and then I love all the old school, like nostalgic. Like, they have those big, creepy little doll ornament-looking things that are set up, mm-hmm. and I can't wait to see it lit at night. Toy Story Land, it's just, and combo that all with Sunset Season's Greetings. It's just, it all of a sudden just took over for me. And I'm excited to see Disney Springs this year, because they're not having the official tree trail, but from my understanding, they're taking several of those trees and just putting them throughout all of Disney Springs.
Yeah.
So you'll kind of go on like a Christmas tree hunt.
Which I kind of maybe like better, because we both had the same gripe.
I like it a lot better.
We had the same gripe at the Christmas tree trail, which is you just get behind people and there's like 50 people taking a picture and you just can't move back there. Like you're just crammed in there like a sardine. And that was before COVID. I didn't like it because everyone's moving insanely slow. And to get a picture of a tree, you got to sit there and just camp out for 10 minutes per tree, it seemed like.
Yep. So I think that'll be better. But I think, you know, park decor, it I didn't see anything missing from Hollywood Studio. That's what I really like. Like, it's easy to say Magic Kingdom is missing things, because they are.
Right. You know,
they've taken away the party. They've taken away the fireworks. I mean, they've taken away a lot. But Hollywood Studios actually got more with the cavalcades. And all the decor appears to be there from last year. I don't think they stepped back at all. All the treats are still there, so it's like it's the most complete Christmas park, I think, this year specifically. I love it. I want to get back there at night.
Yeah, and something there I forgot too. The tree wise, they've got those like alcoholic hot chocolate, which is really good. Done those before. Those are kind of nice. Like if you want to walk around it. Well, granted, it's hard this year to do that, but normally you would walk around and sip on that and take in all the decorations, but.
Yeah, I will miss Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. Like I'm one of those people that I know a lot of people don't really care for that show and that projection and fireworks, but I absolutely loved it. Like I will definitely miss that a lot this year.
Yeah, which is interesting because the fact that Disney's not doing that, but Universal is doing the Harry Potter projection show over there. So I kind of still hold out hope that Disney will, like, they're doing projection stuff,
right?
But
they could maybe slowly kind of roll in a little bit.
And I can tell you, being there when they had the projections on, I mean, and I shared that picture in the Facebook group, there was a lot of people. Now, granted, when you got down closer, they were fairly well spaced out. It wasn't like there was, you know, people were just sitting right next to each other. But to me, if you can allow that, why can you not have a show? Like, there really isn't any different. People are still looking around the castle for a show. It's just not a firework thing. So I think at this point, like, I don't know, you might as well just do the fireworks or do a version. Do a, if you're going to do the cavalcades, do a quick, you know, 10-minute firework show. Like something that's just like a reduced version. I think if you gave anybody any fireworks right now, I think people would love it.
Oh, they would lose their minds.
Yeah. And just after seeing that, just Jamie and I were talking about it, and I was like, well, if you've already got people packed in there like that, and granted, again, they were spaced out and stuff, but there's really no reason why you just couldn't do fireworks.
Right.
So other than maybe they're worried about other parts of the park. I mean, which could be a concern, I mean, you know, down Main Street and stuff like that. But,
sure.
My number one, I just put Main Street. I love Main Street at Christmas. Like it's just, I could just hang out. That's the one spot. Like I could just hang out on Main Street and just take pictures and look around, and you're looking at the castle, especially like the castle with the projections. Mm-hmm. I just love it. I think it's cool. And they've got, you know, they've got the people they got above the train station that you can see different characters every once in a while they come out. I don't know. To me, like when I think of Christmas at Disney, I just think of the first thing that pops in my head is Main Street. Like that's the thing that just pops in there. I love it. Especially if like you go in there and get like a, you know, some sort of Christmas treat at Starbucks or wherever, the, you know, hot cocoa, walk around there. I don't know. I just think it's sort of, I know it's iconic, it's an easy answer, but to me, it's still the thing that I just love the most when it comes to like Disney Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one, and Sunset Boulevard, I think, is similar, that it completely, it just transforms from night and like day and night. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
It's two very, very different feelings, and they're both, yeah, very just homey and comfortable. And again, talk about kind of a Hallmark movie setting, you know, in a small town. You know, it just, it is absolutely perfect. And it's kind of that quintessential Christmas and Disney in general. I mean, you know, I think for most people, if you just say, what's the first thing that pops in your mind when you think of Walt Disney World, they're going to say Main Street and the castle. I mean, that's probably a large percentage of people is what they would say. It's absolutely iconic.
Yeah.
I miss it. I hate that. You know, there's not even an ability right now to go, you know what? We don't have any plans this weekend. We're going to go down Saturday to Magic Kingdom and check out the decor. Like, we can't, because I'm already using my 3 AP park reservations for December because we're staying off property. Like, we have no option to go down there this weekend. And, you know, I'm struggling to figure out how do we see everything at Christmas. And it's really, really... I mean, it's really tough this year, especially for locals and APs, you know, that are used to being able to pop into a park and say, I just want to walk down Main Street Saturday night. And we can't. So that part is still not anything I'm going to get used to anytime soon.
Yeah, I still am curious long term how that plays out, because Disney's made it known that they want to keep that. But I just don't see how. And especially once, you know, let's say things, whatever, however things get back to normal, they get back to normal. How do they keep that without people just being, you know, obviously if Disney just says no, I mean, people would still come, but it's just, it seems like a very odd thing just to hold on to. Cause obviously ideally they want to, cause they just can, I'm sure from a logistics standpoint, they can plan out so much stuff better. Cause they know exactly a good range of who's coming that day and all that stuff. But
yeah. But I mean, but let's just say Saturday morning, I woke up, I'm laying in bed here at home, and Magic Kingdom is available, I should be able to go to it as a pass holder. You know, it's not like all of a sudden somebody who lives in Colorado wakes up that morning and is like, well, I'm coming down today. I've just decided, and I'm going to, you know, spend a bunch of money with Disney on a resort and this and that. Like, that's where I think, I hope that 3-day AP thing, they can really find a way to work around. Because that's tough. I mean, we want to go spend a day at Universal and spend a day at Epcot just for a weekend. But that means I have to book on property.
Yeah.
I can't go ahead and go to our little town place suites that is half the price. We're going to have to book on property just so we can get that on property reservation, since our 3 AP ones are already being used. So there's so much more. Like, you thought Disney was hard to plan before. So much tougher. And who would have thought that? Like, this should be easier almost.
Well, I feel like they could take the AP one from 3 to 5 pretty easily.
I would think so.
Like, you know, or at least give it a number in there. It gives you a range and like, you know, I guess they're worried about people planning reserving days and then not using them, I suppose.
Yeah.
But could you
technically, or maybe they do 3 days per month.
Right.
You know, or something like that. And then maybe there is a way that somebody doesn't use their pass, they get a warning or something. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe then you could revoke a month. I don't know. There could be something I feel like you could discipline them for. But yeah, 3 days a month I would go for. In addition to whatever else are able to get by staying on property.
Well, it's like you said, if you got an AP and you're planning a trip in, you know, 3 months and you're staying off property, well, you can't do anything. Like, you basically are just stuck. Like, you can't really go in. Yeah. And so, I think it's, we'll see how that plays out. That's one of those things I'm looking at of like, that just, to me, doesn't seem like it can be viable long term. I mean, in the short term, they can get by with it because you can kind of use the, like, well, COVID. Like, COVID's the excuse right now that a lot of people just go, okay. But eventually, you know, that's not going to fly forever. Like, people just be like, right, okay. But I want to, you know, I'm paying this amount of money and I can't use the thing I'm paying for. And at some point, that becomes a problem. So,
yes.
It's
they need to evolve with everything else. The, you know, I mean, every business is having to evolve right now. So I do, and I do believe they will. I mean, I think that, you know, eventually those things will change. I mean, we can see the way it is right now. Like, so we're going with Rhonda's parents in December, and the Friday that we're there, when her parents got tickets, I immediately went in and booked them for Hollywood Studios on that Friday, the two of them, because that was our plan.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't book for us yet because we were staying off property this last weekend, and I needed my AP days. So as soon as we were done with those AP days, I went to book that Friday, and of course Hollywood Studios is full.
Right.
Well, this morning they dumped a whole bunch of new reservations, and I snapped one up like that. So I think it is evolving. I think it's almost like they're holding back just to see what the numbers are, and then they can slowly release more.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll do the same thing with the number of AP days. We'll see.
I would assume, and Eric said, yeah, five AP days is, yeah, more. I think that makes sense. I mean, I feel like even two extra just gives you, because if you're a local, like for Jamie and I, like we found the sweet spot with the kids is like 2 to 3 nights. Other than that, they get, you know, by the third, if we're there 3 nights, by the time we get home, they're like done. So for us, you know, typically it's 2 nights. So if you get people five, it's a local, like you could still plan out something a week ahead, you know, what, a month or so ahead of time, but still have a day to day here where you could just go in for the day. So I think that would be something that would be, people would definitely like and utilize. So,
oh, for sure.
And and what Rachel said too, miss the lights on the castle. I will say the icing of the castle, but I wonder if they didn't do it because of the projections.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the projections are now going to take over. I could see the lights on the castle not coming back.
Yeah.
If they do the projections thing.
Yeah, just do that constantly.
Yeah. Because you could technically kind of do a very similar lights on the castle projection.
With the projection, I know.
Right. Yeah. And then so I told Jamie that and she didn't like that answer, but I was like, I could see that not being
a
thing.
I don't care for the answer, but I can see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's, I'm sure for them, it's easier just to do a projection.
Yeah.
Then go hang up a bunch of lights, but yeah. Well, speaking of things that are great and not things that we regret, if you enjoy fantastic coffee, that was a bad segue, but I had nothing. you should go to expeditionroasters.com and use the promo code CAPTURE15 and to save 15% off every single order you place. So they've got the new peppermint flavor for Christmas that just came out. They got the hot chocolate. They've got, I believe they released 5 new flavors this year, plus the ones that have been around for a while that are fantastic. So, and they're a great small company. The owners are awesome. They make a great product. They're very responsive if you have any issues, like, you know, customer service, stuff like that. So and they've been with us, Diz Dudes, since we were born. And they've been the whole network for a while. So we love their products and we appreciate them. And I know people in the group do as well. So if you guys get them, be sure to post in the group, because there's a lot of people that ask about different flavors. So I think that's probably something people are curious about, especially on the newer ones. But again, go to expeditionroasters.com, use the promo code CAPTURE15. And then if you spend $65 or more, I believe you get free shipping as well. Nice. So if you want to put a big order in, you can save even more money. So go check them out. So, all right. Well, you got anything else you want to add before we go?
I think I'm all set for this one.
All righty. Yeah, be sure if you want to check, like we said, if you want to join Club 32, go to ctmvip.com and you can join there. Like I said, you get 20% off of apparel. You get the live streams, you get the extra content, and it helps continue us to grow the network. And if you're curious about the new Christmas shirts, which I will say the update on Club 32 has been involved with, this is a crowdsourced baby Yoda Mando on the Santa sleigh design. That one should be finalized this week. I got the artist on it, finishing it up. So those will, if you pre-order one of those, those ship out. But if you want to look at those and any of the Christmas releases we have, go to ctmshirts.com and you can see all of the new Christmas releases. And yeah, so I think that's all I've got there. So I think that'll do it for the show. So thank you, Club 32, for joining us and then the pre-show as well. And thank you, Jeremy, for joining us and sharing your wisdomous insights. Disneying, I suppose, as you would say. We will see you guys next week.
Peace.